I know, Paul, for you, this is something that's been a very special week for a very long time, Ebor Week at York.
It's a week I enjoy immensely, you know, from being with Richard Fahey for so long and having so many good days at York, Mike. I always look forward to this meeting.
A meeting that's grown and grown and grown, and you think, you know, they're running the most valuable race that they've ever run in the Judmon International, and you look at the list of horses that have won it through the years, that says it all, really, doesn't it?
I mean, it does. I mean, York's always been fantastic, you know, i.e. prize money. They do such a good job there. And, you know, you've got races like the Judmon, who we've been so spoilt previous years, you know, the great races. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
And for you, you know it, obviously, particularly from your years with Richard, a very knowledgeable crowd. You tend to get a different type of crowd at York to some of the other festivals, don't you?
You do, really. You know, you get proper racing folk who absolutely love the racing. You know, it's always special going back there. They're always very welcoming. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting back in amongst them.
What's it like to ride these days? I mean, I would thought one of the best rides I've seen this year was Mr. Hannigan winning from what we all thought was the Holiday Inn over a mile and a quarter and burying that hoodoo. There don't seem to be the hard luck stories there used to be.
Not really. I mean, I still think the draws, you know, very important. I mean, on Masoob that day, I was drawn in the Holiday in Sun Car Park, you know, and it can be very difficult. But, you know, I know the track well and I know when to kind of make my run and, you know, when to keep wide and when to get in. So it's helped a lot.
Does it help a jockey that is in 4 days in the same place? Because I know, you know, everybody says to me that the second thing jockeys know besides racing is the motorways of Britain. Is it nice that you can actually, you know, you'll turn up on the Wednesday and you can actually think, right, we're through almost to the Betfred Ebor on the Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does help being there, you know, every day of the meeting. You can kind of grow in confidence, but for me, it's kind of helped, you know, being there on the not so big meetings when I've been riding for Richard when I was with him and gained, you know, valuable experience in them, let's say, quieter meetings.
Because those top jockey at York trophies, I suspect, still take a very important place in the Hannigan Trophy cabinet, don't they?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think it was two or three times I was top jockey at York. You know, obviously Richard Fahey, top trainer at York, which helped. But they would take pride of place.
A lot of things are still to fall into place for Pete Hannigan as far as 2015 is concerned. But clearly, this has been a season where the best headlines for you have been made by sprinters.
Yeah, it's, you know, I didn't think it could get much better after Tagrouda. But, you know, it's been sprinting-wise this season, and it's just been fantastic, gone from strength to strength. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Was that a surprise? If I'd have said to you back in March that for Team Hamdan the big hopes were in the sprint division, would you have agreed with me then, or is it just how the summer's developed?
I think really it's just how it's developed, Mike, you know. I mean, I think it's what Sheikh Hamdan's been crying out for, really, for a long time, to get a very good sprinter and, you know, sprinters. So I'm just delighted for him that it's all come right.
And the Darley July Cup, then you went to France and won. I know you'd love to go and claim a Coolmore Nunthorpe because it's missing from the Hannigan CV.
Yeah, that's just one race where I've kind of hit the crossbar for quite a few years. It'd be fantastic. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it'd be in front of the home crowd as well, so that would be a very special day.
A horse in Mudmere, of course, trained by I know he hits me every time I say it, a Yorkshireman in exile.
Yeah, he's trained by a very good trainer, William Haggis, and I think he'll just be as delighted as me to, you know, if Muffmere went and won the Nunthorpe.
A horse that clearly goes there as a leading player simply because it was great for you, because these 5 furlongs are not easy to win sometimes, but you got to the Church on time nicely at Goodwood.
Yeah, I mean, these 5 furlong races are probably the hardest races, you know. Especially Muffmere, he wouldn't be the most easiest of rides. You know, he can take a bit of a grip. He's got a blindfold on in the stalls. You've got to get that right and, you know, get him settled after that. So it's not easy, but he is a very good horse. And I think with a Nunthorpe, You know, people say the Nunthorpe, and it just, for me, it sounds very quick pace, a lot of runners, and that'll just be up Muffmere Street.
Of course, it's one of the British Champion Series races, but I don't think when the British Champion Series was designed, the fact that an American horse might come and steal the show was in the party. But clearly, Acapulco, what happened at Ascot, given the weight, is one that you have to look at and think, ah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to respect these horses, don't you, when they come over. He looks a very good horse. The only benefit for me really was he looks very quick, and you know, and as I say, the quicker they go, you know, the better for Muffmere.
And of course last year, Muhara, Jim Crack, Short Head, and that was really the starting point, wasn't it? And I imagine too that you're still working on the sort of the two-year-old pecking order, but there's some really nice two-year-olds about, a few of whom hopefully we might see next week.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, you got the nice horse of Tasley for William Haggis, that was second at Doncaster, second at Goodwood. So yeah, he's one to look forward to, and you know, I think we've got a few to go to war with, Mike. So I'm looking forward to it.
You're looking forward to it. How much do you need luck to have a good York? I mean, I think, picking my words carefully, you've had both extremes in 2014. Would that be fair?
That would be very fair. I mean, it was a very hard day to take when Tagruda got beat, you know. I felt like going in a dark room for a few days after that. But, you know, that's racing, as they say. You have to get on with it, and hopefully I can have a good few days.
It's lovely to see you so relaxed and smiling. I know it was a very hard decision when you took this job, but it's been a terrific success story, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, and it's so nice to hear, Mike. You know, I mean, it was such a big decision, you know, moving all the family down, and, you know, there were so many things that people don't really see. You know, they just see you turn up and go racing, but it's just, I really do feel, you know, like it's all gelled together, and I'm very happy with the way it's going.
Stobart Champion Jockey, well, because you have a retainer, you have other priorities, I presume, but if it happened, it happened, yeah?
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. I think we'll probably know, you know, nearer the back end. You know, I've probably got quite a lot more to come back end. But if it happens, it happens. You know, it'd be fantastic if it did. But Sylvester's, he's got a good old lead on everyone at the minute.
And finally, I mean, for you, it's just lovely to see, as I say, so smiling, relaxed. What makes Paul Hannigan tick? I know a family that is very special to you, but what in racing? It's just, you enjoy being part of four special days at York, don't you?
Yeah, and I think I enjoy being part of the team. You know, I was brought up with Richard Fahey, who was a big team man, and I learned my trade from him, really, and it's the same now with Shadwell. You know, being in a big team with Angus Gold, Richard Hills, obviously Sheikh Hamdan, I just love the work ethic of how much everyone puts into it, and getting the rewards, Mike.
I imagine too, though, although your first priority obviously is to shake Hamdan, he won't have runners in every race, and that nice Mr. Fahey might throw you a ride or two. It'd be nice to at least get one on the board for him next week as well.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of apprentices now, and he's got a very good jockey in Tony Hamilton. So, yeah.
And someone called Sammy Jo Bell.
Sammy Jo Bell, yeah. I was absolutely delighted for her, you know, at Ascot the other day, and... But they all work hard down there, Mike. You know, they don't know anything different. It's the way I was brought up with Richard Fahey as well. And that's what a lot of kids need nowadays. They need to work hard and, you know, get rewards from that.
And if I were to see you leaving York on Saturday night at the end of the Ebor, and I say, has it been a good week for Paul Hannigan? What would need to happen for Paul to say yes?
I just think, you know, as the horses have ran to the best of their ability, really, it's very tough racing there, so as long as everything goes to plan, it should be a good meeting.